I'd like now to welcome poet James McGrath. His new book is called Dreaming Invisible Voices, and he is going to be at the Southwest Literary Center, Recursos de Santa Fe, on Wednesday, May 13th. And he's also going to be at Garcia Street Books on Thursday, May 14th. And the Recursos event is at 7 in the evening, and the Garcia Street Book is at 5 in the evening. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good, thank you, Shimon. It's good to see you.
So these are all poems inspired by nature, mostly by animals, and I guess the original impetus for this collection of poems was the Asian zodiac animal symbols. Is that correct?
Right. I lived in Japan 12 years, and I was just taken by the respect and honor that particular culture gave nature, and particularly those animals.
And did you start writing poems at the time?
I wrote these poems at the time, even though I've been writing for 60 years, maybe.
Good heavens. How would you characterize, I don't know if you can do this, but how would you characterize the difference between the way Japanese people saw animals and the way we do? I mean, what did you learn from that culture?
Well, I learned mainly from that culture, this innate respect of that culture for nature, whether it's flowers or mountains or stones, and the animals, they picked these 12 animals that they felt were the ones that greeted Buddha or said goodbye to Buddha when he was dying. And these particular animals kind of represent a certain year, and it's very important that you know that animal, that the year you were born, for instance, because it has certain characteristics which they feel you carry with you.
Right, right. Did you feel, I mean, this is something I always wonder. I mean, there are Asian countries where they eat dogs and where animals are treated very badly, but then there's this literary and philosophical love and respect for animals. Did you see any of those contradictions?
Well, I saw the dog culture. That's the dog culinary culture, I would call it, in the Philippines. But I didn't see it in Japan or Korea, where I was most of my time, but I did see it in the Philippines. That, and I don't know that it was done other than because they were hungry. I don't think it was done for any other reason than that. So you are right. It was
very
strange.
Korean dog culinary culture too.
Yes, I'm sure there was. And I also noticed, having lived in Okinawa for 7 years too, that there was something about local pets being lost and ended up in soup bowls as well.
Right, right. So you wrote these poems in the first person, in the voices of the animals.
I did.
Why did you do that?
I just feel that I have a connection with nature. I grew up in the Northwest with an Indian uncle, and my father was a hunter, and we were just out in nature all the time. So it wasn't unusual for me to take a first person for a stone or a tree or a dog or a deer or a butterfly.
I mean,
it just didn't seem that was strange at all in my life.
Would you like to read one of the poems?
Yes, I would. I think that what I'd like to read is the one for this particular year, which is...
What year are we in now?
We're in the cow year.
The year of the cow.
Year of the cow.
What does that mean?
Well, it means... I think it's a clue in my poem what it means. It means strength. It means simplicity. It means humbleness. And my poem says, if you allow us to live kindly in sweet grassy fields, we would teach you to be tender and humble on earth. And when we give you our milk, we give you our patience, which is our strength. We do not say much to you. It is only when you see your reflection in our soothing eyes that you will know we love you.
James McGrath. His book of poems is called Dreaming Invisible Voices. Now, a major part of this book is the illustration by Margareta Overbeck. Tell us the story of your meeting her and these your poems and her art coming together.
Well, that is an amazing story. I've been teaching at Ponce de Leon for the past 10 years, working with elders. My group ages, say, between 82 and 99. And Margareta Overbeck was in my first class, and at that time she was about 90. And she was an amazing woman. She came from Glenwood Springs in Colorado, in a little mining town, and somehow in her training, she went to New York and trained in New York, and she found her way back here to the Southwest. But she was in my class, and she ran out of money in Ponce de Leon and had to move to another place. And in the process, she said, James, I have all these sketchbooks, and I don't know what to do with them. There were two boxes of these little 3x5-inch sketchbooks. Would you like them? And I said, oh, I'd love them, Margareta. So in looking them over, I discovered that she had illustrated every one of these poems that I had written 25 years ago.
Independently of knowing you.
Independently of knowing me.
Amazing.
And it was amazing. So that the book is entirely illustrated by her drawings plus the cover. And fortunately, I was able to have the dummy done and gave it to her before she passed away. And she passed away 2 years ago.
The book is called Dreaming Invisible Voices, poetry by James McGrath and drawings by Margareta Overbeck. And James will be at the Southwest Literary Center, Recursos de Santa Fe, an evening of poetry and music with Joan Logie and Ray Taylor. It'll start at 7 o'clock. For more information, you can call 982-9301. And then he will be at Garcia Street Books on Thursday, May 14th at 5 o'clock for a book launch and celebration of this book. James McGrath, thanks so much for being here.
Can I add one thing?
Yes.
I'm going to Ireland at the end of the month, and I'm going to be able to launch my book at the Liz Toll Writers Festival in Ireland.
Wonderful.
And I am so excited about that.
Oh, well, you'll have to tell us about it when you get
back.
I'll
tell you about that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 505-428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show for free on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and then jazz.